This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in my hand to clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to live your life, son.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. I need to take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on The Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Really do appreciate the time that you guys spend with us on the air and in the chat room and texting and tweeting and truly, you know, truly being part of the solution and not just part of the problem. I mean, seriously, we need to listen to each other. We need to find out how people get to a certain, how they come up with what they believe. Anyway, hope you guys had a great 4th. And I agree with somebody else who said to me, would you please stop calling it the 4th? It is Independence Day. It's America's birthday. It's not the 4th. Do you celebrate your birthday by saying, hey, you know, we're celebrating the 23rd today? I mean, seriously, my birthday's on the 23rd of a month, obviously. But I mean, seriously, we don't do that, right? So why do we do it any other way? Doesn't make any sense. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Always appreciate the time that you're spending with us. You know what? I don't even know what to call it. Trump derangement. Right? You can call it Trump derangement all day long. This, what is it, NBC, ABC, CBS, they didn't carry the parade yesterday. You know why they didn't carry the parade? Because it was Trump's parade, apparently. It wasn't Americans' parade. There were no Americans there, as you can see from the pictures. And that's the other thing, right? The other thing now is when you look at this, and you really see who's trying to hide what. I mean, what is it? Was it one of the stations that some kind of Jeopardy marathon or something? I don't know. Because that's much more important than that military display and parade that the president was having, that really didn't have a whole bunch of military in it. I mean, no, come on, think about this. They were looking at this like it was going to be a North Korean, military parade straight with the cardboard cutouts of missiles and stuff like that. And it was funny because Tammy and I, well, I was having fun with it. I don't know if anybody else was. Right? We were looking at that parade that racist, bigoted, homophobe put together. Trump, right? And what do we see? Majority of the people in the parade were what?
Black.
Yeah. Just amazing. So for a guy that doesn't want any blacks around here, for a guy that's supposed to be so racist, guess who was all around him? Black folk. Corey would be having a field day with this. Right? And don't give me this, you know, that he did it to make himself look good. I'm tired of hearing that, too. They made fun of something he said about George Washington not being true or getting his facts wrong. And then what I loved about it was that when you put up Obama's quotes, this is how sick these people are. When you put up Obama's quotes for, you remember when he said that he had been to about 57 states now, he had one more to go? Right? During his first campaign, and everyone said, well, that wasn't really real. That was, you know, he was tired. He came on. He apologized for that the next day. Okay, that's fine. He apologized for it. Great. But he still said it. And in my most tired moment, in my most, I don't know, not that I've had one recently, my most drug-induced moment, did I ever think there was more than 50 states. Really, seriously, this gets crazy after a while. And then on top of all of that, they're screaming about how much money the president spent in the parade, $2.5 million or something, somewhere thereabouts. It's terrible. It's disgusting. It's, you know, but nobody even thinks about what was spent in prior, right? I mean, seriously, nobody talked about prior parades. You know, Obama's inauguration, what, one of the most expensive on record still? Nobody got mad about that. You know, it was really funny. I put up a picture of Obama's original inauguration. And in it, they had the Betsy Ross flags, right? They had a Betsy Ross flag, and then they had another American flag, and they had another Betsy Ross. I mean, three of the five flags were Betsy Ross flags. So apparently, when Obama flies them, they have nothing to do with racism. They're okay. But when they're put in the back of a sneaker, and you get a loser like Colin Kaepernick on there, and I mean a loser. I mean, think about it. I'm not into sports, but everybody I know that is says he had no business playing football. I don't know. You guys tell me. And the best thing you can do is go to work for Nike, and to show you how sick we are as a society here in this country. Nike's stock went up since he's been there. What are you doing? Right? Sophia Nelson, a black woman, came out and said, I know a flag on sneakers isn't racist. Don't we have bigger things to deal with than this? She's right. No, seriously, she's right. And this is what we choose to beat our brains out with. And yet, even though the mainstream media screamed about how the weather was going to be bad, and this was going to be bad, and now there weren't going to be any more tanks, and now, I loved all this. The bottom line with it was, you couldn't move around in the place. All right? You couldn't move around. It was great. And we're lining the streets. We saw the parade. And I got to tell you something. After a few minutes of watching the parade, no disrespect to anybody in it, and I don't mean this, it looked like a regular small hometown parade. Awesome. Right? Tammy is screaming in the background. It's awesome. I guess it is. Joe Mazzini, your host. We're going to try to bring on, what's his name again? Xander Gibb. Right after the break. Don't go far.
Stock market up, stock market down. Gold, silver, stocks, bonds, Bitcoin, real estate, cash, and coffee cans. How can I protect my money? Recently, 20 billionaires have come out saying the market will correct. It has to. In 2007, warnings from the Bank of International Settlements about the impending market adjustment went unheeded by many. The bank is making those same predictions again, but my friends over at Landmark Capital can help. Joe Mazzini here, host of The Real Side with Joe Mazzini. David Fisher and his team can guide you through the different investment opportunities that would be right for you. Whether it's precious metals, stocks, bonds, real estate, cryptocurrency, or just burying cash in the backyard, let David and the people at Landmark Capital help. No sales pressure. They can tell you in short order if they can help. Give them a call at 844-715-7311. 844-715-7311. Get the free newsletter by signing up at landmarkgold.com or call now, 844-715-7311.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argireline, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call. 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full-body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
This is the Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Listen, the guy you've been waiting for, really. I know it's not me. I'm not heartbroken either because I like him too. You know what I'm saying? Zan McGibb joins me as he does every week. Always helps me. Try to get some kind of understanding on the stuff going on in the world today. Xander, I mean, there were so many words I wanted to use there, but they would have shut me down. Xander, thanks for joining me.
Thanks for having me, Joe. And what up, dog?
Oh, please. How old are you this year?
35 again.
Yeah. See that? That should have gone. That what up dog should have been gone like 20 years ago. You know what I'm saying? Just give you some insight. That's all. Yo, listen, can we make fun of another race for a little bit?
Sure.
All right. I figured you would be in on this. I love to watch the Asian, whether it's Korean or Jap, whatever. I love to watch the Asian equivalent to QVC. Okay? Because I would buy everything they were selling. They look so happy with what they're selling. But what I love is when they come out to model things, they are wearing bell-bottom pants, silk shirts, you know, wide lapel jackets. I'm going, yo, ho-ho, the 70s call. They want their clothes back. You know what I mean? And
yeah.
And they are, I don't know if, are they behind the times? Do they just love the fashion so much? I mean, have you ever thought about that? Oh, you probably don't care.
No.
Oh, thank you.
In a word.
Yeah, thank you.
No, I never watched, like, Japanese QVC, whatever they would call that.
If you just good, clean entertainment, just to get a giggle, I'm telling you, man, you got to watch it. They could be eating live octopus, and they have a big smile on their face, and they're telling you can tell they're telling you how great it is and how excited they are to have it there, fresh and live. And you're going, oh, my God, I've never had octopus, but I want to buy a pound of that right now because
yeah.
They look like they're enjoying it so much, you know? They're great.
You know when you auditioned for QVC when I was in New York?
Did you really? For what?
Yeah, they said I was too professional a presenter to do QVC.
Too professional.
They said I was too good for them.
Ooh.
I was like, how bad do you have to be? sell stuff for $19.99 plus shipping and handling.
You should have taken the Earl Scheib approach, right? Yeah, I could sell anything. I'm paying anything. Pay your mother for $19.99. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, no, that's I know. I get a kick out of them. I watch those people. I can't watch the regular QVC because I don't know. I just get the biggest kick out of it. But the Asian one, I know this is like a waste of time, but I enjoy it so much. It makes me happy. You know what I'm saying?
I'm the kind of like American QVC. It's always like two old ladies like trying to sell you a can opener. That's only going to last you like 5 minutes because. You know, unless you get, like, the groove right in the right place, the can is not going to open. And,
yes, yeah. But wait a minute. You go further with that. If you and I sat there and talked about what a great, you know, do you see these pots and pans? My wife would love these because my wife loves them. And if we went down that road, they would beat us up, right, for just being not being feminist and thinking of women's places in the kitchen. But yet every time you turn that on, right, there are two women just oogling over the look at this pellet. You can burn stuff. I mean, you can burn stuff in it. It still comes out so easy. It's like, are you
look
serious?
At the quality of the nonstick coating on this, Josephine.
And my
it's
family
just so
loves
wonderful.
Right? Yeah. But imagine, you know, I could sit there and say, my husband does all of his cooking with this nonstick green pan coating. Because of course they're so PC.
Yeah.
They would be totally cool with that, you know, because it's Pride Week. You know, every company in the world, you know, has adopted a rainbow flag. And so, you know, even my bank has done it. And, you know, I saw today that there's a company here that I won't mention. And I was watching earlier today and there was a trans person doing an ad for strawberries. I'm like, is that going to make me rush out and buy strawberries? Absolutely not.
Yeah, you know, I don't get. I'm with you. I don't get it. I don't get what sexual orientation has to do with selling pretty much anything.
No.
I don't care if it's breakfast cereal or what's that place that has the furniture? IKEA, right? I mean,
yeah.
I don't get this. This is just.
But there is an LGBT connotation to IKEA. Did you know that?
I did. I know.
Because IKEA employs more LGBT, ABCDQ people than any other company in the world.
Wow. Well, you have enlightened me because I was unaware of that. And frankly, I don't care who's taking my money.
Yeah.
As long as they take the right amount, give me the proper change. You know what I'm saying?
Exactly. And there was this ideology in the 90s. I remember when I lived in London, there was this ideology that you should only book, if you're a part of the LGBTQ community, you should only book tradespeople from that community
And I kind of tried it for a while, but they wanted double the price. So why would I pay you double the price just because you're gay? If I want my house painting, I will get the best person for the job. Because that's true equality, Joe. Let's face
it.
I want the best person for the job to come and paint my house, and I don't care who they sleep with, as long as they don't overcharge me.
And they're not doing it in my house. You know what I'm saying? Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got
exactly.
that. Good. We got that down. All right. Hey, listen, I don't know if you know, you're in the land of James Bond there, so I just think this is hilarious. The new James Bond movie's coming out, and the villain in the movie won't do the movie unless they promise one thing. You're going to love this one. So the movie is about terrorism, and he won't do the movie unless the terrorist has nothing to do with religion.
So they don't want it to be true to life, then. They want it to be a stamp-collecting terrorist,
right.
Or a crafting terrorist, you know. Look at this gun I formed from my 3D printer.
it's just a bit. Hey, Ralph. Yeah, we're gonna go do. No, but seriously, it's like there's no semblance of reality in the world anymore whatsoever. And if the majority of acts in a certain area, terrorism acts, are committed by people of the Middle East, then why shouldn't they be Middle Eastern looking or if it was in the name of Allah, why wouldn't it be a religious? I wouldn't have any problem at all.
Absolutely, me either. And you know, this thing came on TV today where it was saying that they're saying that on the news today that Islamophobia has increased, has tripled on the internet. Because of course, you know, Islamophobia means that if you disagree with anybody that happens to be a Muslim or disagree with anything that is written in the Quran, then you're actually Islamophobic. So you know, I'm still adopting my ideology that if you disagree with me in any way, shape, or form, then you're Xanderphobic.
Yeah.
And you know, that's on the rise too. Xanderphobia.
Yeah. There you go. Right. We're gonna make it a hashtag. I mean, a pound sign. Whatever you like.
Yeah.
I'm Joe Basile, your host. We'll be back in a minute. Xander's going nowhere. Got him duct taped in a secret location, and you don't know where that is. And I've given.
Do you have an American flag that was made everywhere else but America? Joe Messina here, host of the Real Side Radio Show. I'm always asking you to buy items made in America whenever you can, and I'm putting my money where my mouth is. I own and fly an American flag made by Grace Alley, and I love it. I can hardly walk by it without saluting. Let's keep the unemployment rate low and buy American. Grace Alley flags are made right here in America by American workers. These embroidered flags are made well, and you'll be proud to fly them. Stop sending your money overseas. Keep it right here in America. These flags are fully endorsed by the U.S. government for all American flag requirements. You can find them on Amazon at gracealley.com. Get one for the house, the office, well, and your bedroom. Why not? Again, you can find them at Amazon and gracealley.com. God bless you, and God bless America.
If you feel you've been lied to, pressured, or misled into buying your timeshare, you have the right to cancel completely. This is Steve Sanchez, and I'd like to introduce you to Wesley Financial Group, the leading top-rated timeshare cancellation company in the country. That's right, no more excessive fees or lifetime commitments that make you feel like you're serving a prison sentence. Founded by CEO Chuck McDowell, a pioneer in the industry, who went into federal court and won against the largest timeshare resort company in the world just to help you get out of your timeshare. Too good to be true? No. Countless testimonials and the highest ratings from the Better Business Bureau make Wesley Financial Group the real deal, and their money-back guarantee they put in writing makes them the Steve Sanchez choice for successfully canceling your timeshare guaranteed. To get their free information kit, call 1-800-475-1919. That's 1-800-475-1919, or visit them at timesharecancellations.com. That's 1-800-475-1919.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
You
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The body of a University of Utah student, Mackenzie Luke, has been found in a canyon north of Salt Lake City. Police Chief Mike Brown made the announcement.
I am relieved to report that we have recovered Mackenzie Luke from Logan Canyon. I spoke with Mackenzie's family this morning. We hope this will help them find some closure and justice for Mackenzie.
Last Friday, police arrested 31-year-old Ayuli Ejai in connection with Luke's death, and at the time, he was expected to be charged with aggravated murder, aggravated kidnapping, obstruction of justice, and the desecration of a body. He's currently being held without bail. The Dow Jones Industrial finished the week with a nearly 44-point loss after the government reported that 224,000 jobs were added last month, much better than expected. Although that snapped a four-day winning streak, the Dow ended the day well off its lows. Earlier, it had fallen 233 points. This is USA Radio News.
Hey, travelers, do you want to save money on your next flight? Then pick up the phone and call. That's right. Call, because the best prices are not online. They're with SmartFares. See, SmartFares has special deals with the airlines. When they have unsold seats, they use SmartFares to fill them. So you get airline tickets at ridiculously low prices. Our prices are too low to publish online. With the extra money you'll save, you can book another trip or treat yourself to dinner or shopping. So stop searching all of those travel sites to find the lowest price on your next flight. Let one of our SmartFares expert travel agents find ridiculously low prices for you. Call SmartFares today and get the best price on your next flight. Guaranteed. Also, save up to 50% off business and first class tickets.
800-871-3291. 800-871-3291. Again, that's 800-871-3291.
Throw you a couple of nitwits.
This is The Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air, in the chat room, texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, being part of, as I like to say, being part of the solution, because you really do want to be part of the solution, right? You all want to be part of the solution. You want to get informed. You want to get engaged. And that's really the way to do it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5566. Let's return to our buddy. I always enjoy when Xander is on with us. And, you know, I got to tell you, he's raring to go. He loves it. When we get to some of this crazy stuff that's been going on during the week, he just loves it. And if it works right, it's even better. So AOC goes and she visits we would call them detention centers. She calls them concentration camps. The Jews have come out, many Jews have come out and asked her to apologize. She refuses to apologize. She refuses to pull it back. And then she talked about how people were being treated and drinking out of toilets and that kind of stuff. I don't know if you know this. I don't know if you read the other story. There was a group of Hispanic pastors there, okay, from the Hispanic caucus, and they were invited, and they were brought in. And now these are her people, if you would. And every one of them said, I don't know where she went. We saw none of that. We were at the same detention center. We saw people being treated humanely. It wasn't a great place to be, but people were being treated properly. And if you call her a liar, guess what they call you?
Racist.
Bingo. So a Hispanic pastor is a racist for calling her a liar when he was there and saw the same thing, didn't see the same thing she saw.
Well, they weren't in the same place because she was across the road at the Costco parking lot. This woman is dangerous now, Joe, and I
agree.
And I kind of think that it's time for some sanctions to be levied against her just on the basis of her commentary. Because, you know, I come from a Jewish background. My mother is Jewish, and I think her commentary of likening things to a concentration camp are offensive.
Terrible.
And I also find it offensive when people say that they liken my president to Hitler. No way is my president like Hitler in any way, shape, or form. But that is offensive to Jewish people.
Yeah, they don't get it. They throw this stuff around. Like, it really doesn't mean much of anything. You know what I'm saying? It's like all these other words that they use, racism and what have you. They don't see the power. They don't see really what it means or what it stands for. And you call Trump, even there in Germany or wherever, and you call him a Hitler, there's a lot of people who go, hey, all right, now you stepped on it.
Yeah. Right?
There's no reason for this.
Yeah, it's kind of, it's offensive. And I think it's offensive that as supporters of Donald Trump, I mean, when people say, Alexander, you're far right, I'm like, oh, you mean right so far? Because calling me far right, is offensive too. Because my ideologies are about love and peace, and why shouldn't I support my president in his zeal to ensure that the United States gets the best for its occupants, its legal occupants, and also for businesses and to keep the American citizens safe? Because to me that is logic. You know, because I'm a nationalist, Joe, and I'm not ashamed to say that. Even in the United Kingdom, I'm a nationalist. I think the interests of the people of the indigenous peoples of the country, as in those that were born there, not that they're there illegally, come before everything else.
Right.
And if we have leadership in place, you know, like with Barack Obama, Barack Obama was interested in everybody but the American citizens. And to me, that is scary, because if the guy that leads your country is, you know, giving shed loads of cash to your enemies, I mean, what does that say about where head is?
Yeah.
And where his support is?
Yeah. There were so many things that he was doing or he did that didn't show any love, any respect, truly any respect for this country. You know, don't you find it interesting the other day when the Donald visited the DMZ and, shook little Rocket Man's hand and they stepped over the border and, oh, my God, I can't believe he's spending time with this dictator. I can't believe he's giving, right, he's giving credibility. And I'm thinking to myself, didn't Obama go and bow to the Saudis? Didn't Obama go and he went to Cuba, right? I mean, you know the atrocities that are being done in Cuba on a regular basis to people?
That's different, Joe. He's a liberal. Please stop forgetting, he's a liberal. And it's okay for liberals to do whatever they please. But realistically, I think that if Donald Trump is working on Kim Jong-un, because he's actually seemed a little bit more peaceable since he's had a relationship with Trump. I don't know about you. I think he's prevented, he's actually brought about a cessation of hostilities between North Korea and South Korea. And I think that alone, he gets the Nobel Prize. He doesn't even get the Nobel Peace Prize.
I know, but
look what he gets Obama, the Nobel Peace Prize, the biggest warmonger walking.
Before he even got into office, for all intents and purposes, right? I mean, think about it.
Yeah. Exactly. Exactly. Because it's not, because to me, that's like saying employee of the month. Do you know what I mean?
Right.
Usually the employee of the month job is to encourage someone, but he didn't deserve to get the Nobel Peace Prize.
No.
And look at, giving Ellen DeGeneres that medal. What was it? The Medal of Freedom. Was it the Medal of Freedom that he gave to her?
I don't know.
Services to television. Please do not make me laugh. sports personality of the year in the United States. Caitlyn Jenner. I mean, our values are just so messed up. Nowadays, they really are. I mean, maybe when Caitlyn was Bruce, that's a different thing. But I mean,
Did you read the article from her son? I think it was in Rolling Stones or one of those magazines where he said, "Look, I had no relationship with him when he was a he, and Dad was all about himself and just went through all this thing and wasn't close. And now, he's like a 17-year-old famous teenage girl." And, and I'm thinking to myself, wow, I know there's a lot of bad people out there with their kids, but how does this person win so many awards? How did this person held in such high esteem? and their own kids. You know what the Bible tells you? If you want to be in a position of leadership, you have to have your house in order, right? You have to be a good father, husband, blah, 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 and go through the whole list. But ultimately, and here's a guy, now a girl, that woman, whatever, that didn't even have relationships with the people around him who loved him, who he supposedly cared for.
No, and he even turned his back on the Kardashian girls when he transitioned to being Caitlyn.
Right.
But I don't know. Just for me, I mean, I remember this person is very arrogant. I remember when she said about that the Donald should call her for advice on trans issues. I remember before the Donald took office saying, if you're trans and you come to Trump Tower, I don't care what bathroom you use. So, yeah, he's very anti-trans, of course. I mean, they forget these things. They forget the gestures that he has made. You know, he was so racist that he put Jennifer Hudson and her family up when her family were, some of her family were killed.
Yeah.
You know, she people forget all of these things.
They don't care.
And it's alarming. But, you know, as the unofficial Trump ambassador to the United Kingdom, it's my job to remind people of this.
Yeah. No, you listen.
Wouldn't that be great if you made it official? If you're listening, Donald, Mr. President, you have to make me the official Trump ambassador to the United Kingdom.
He's got
to
fly you back on the Trump plane, too.
Wouldn't that be amazing?
I would love that.
Yeah.
I think that would, having you wave at the top of the stairs next to that Trump sign. I think
me and the Donald
there you go.
Eating burgers on the plane.
That'd be great.
Zander, can you? I can't do a Trump impersonation.
No.
I wish I could do.
Yeah, give me a packet of that ketchup, please.
Yeah. Pass the ketchup, Zander.
All right, we got to go for a quick break, and then we'll talk about some serious issues. Oh, God bless us. I'm Joe Messina, your host. We'll be back in a minute. Don't go far. You know, I got to tell you something. When Xander's on with me, and again, as you can tell, this is pre-recorded, right? Xander's trying to enjoy himself, too. Apparently, they don't, for some odd reason, they don't celebrate the 4th of July or Independence Day in England. Seems to be a wrong rub for them somehow. I don't know what that's all about. But anyway, but interesting enough, again, in talking with him, we talk a lot during the breaks, and when it comes to what's happening there in the news, what's happening in England in the news, the way they're laying out the Donald here in the U.S., it's just disgusting. Just amazing. Anyway, Joe Messina, your host, always a pleasure. Don't go far. He'll be back with us after the break.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation Analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGdirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you a $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the 3-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
Joe Messina.
As strong and flexible as Gumby and Hercules combined.
He's Joe Messina.
I love that guy.
The Real Side with Joe Messina.
In line. Oh, God bless America. Thanks for being with me tonight. Appreciate the time you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. You know who he is. He's our buddy. I always appreciate the time that he spends with us. And, you know, Xander always, you know, Xander get from across the pond. Really, seriously. He very much misses the celebrations that of Independence Day, not the 4th. If you didn't tune in the very beginning, I was trying to figure out why we call it the 4th of July. Why don't we call it Independence Day? Do you celebrate your birthday like mine is on the 23rd day of the month? Not this month. But, you know, I never say, hey, we're celebrating the 23rd. Doesn't make any sense, does it? Seriously. What can I tell you? Come on. The very, I'm giving away something here. Very first concert I went to was Chicago and Earth, Wind & Fire. And I can tell you something. Every time I see them together, you can't see two happier bands on stage. I mean, seriously.
I triple love Chicago. Didn't they sing, what is it called? Everybody needs a little time away.
Yes. Yeah.
Love that song. See, triple like, love it.
You like the gooey songs. I like the in your face songs. You know, like the hardcore. I'm a man. I guess Saturday in the Park is kind of soft. Yeah. All right, I'll mix it up. But I love them both. And the guy I love the most on Earth, Wind & Fire, this is not a music show, people, by the way. Just indulge us for a second.
You just joined yours. The You're bass player. To the music hour.
On the real side, yeah, that would go over like a bomb. The bass player. That man is always having fun. I don't care if it's a commercial break, he's having fun. You know what I'm saying? Anyway, I just love it. He's always got a smile on his face. He's into the music. He's just having himself a great time. So, all right. I can't let this one go. Somebody sent me this the other day, and I was the anti-police demonstrators were lying in the street to shut down the gay pride parade, but here's why. Because they didn't want the police at the gay pride parade. Because they're, phobic of all kinds. So... I'm trying. This is in San Francisco.
I'm lost.
Me too, right? So they want a gay pride parade. They don't want the police there because they feel like the police are, and they've got a large LGBT amount of cops up there, police officers there. So they don't want the police there because they believe that the police are anti-gay. All right, so they lay down in the street, and what they end up doing is shutting the parade down.
Isn't that a little kind of...
I love it.
That's like, I don't know, that kind of saves the police a job, really, doesn't it? the pride parade here, there were some people there with placards that were from a Christian organization apologizing to the gay community, which I kind of thought was a bit... it surprised me, really.
I am thoroughly confused because it's almost like they fight themselves.
Yeah.
And without thinking it through. You know what I mean?
Well, I think they get, it's kind of like they eat themselves, ultimately. Because what has happened is that over the past 25 years, equality for the gay community has just gone so full circle. You can be fired in some states for being gay and that's bad. It's so commercialized now that the only time when it's beneficial is when there's something to complain about. That's the only way that they actually make any money. And to me, that's concerning because I'm bored with it now. I was fighting for equality for the gay community 25 years ago. What more do they need? It's equity they want now. And that's concerning to me because when you want more rights than anybody else, that's concerning. I can't say as a gay man if a heterosexual man doesn't find me attractive then that's discrimination. But a trans person gets to say, if a straight person doesn't find me attractive then that's discrimination. So it's just turned itself on its head. I'm sure you agree with that analogy.
Yeah. I do those stories all the time where now they're telling us, as you said, if I don't find a transgender, if I won't date a transgender, or actually even being a male, another gay person, then I could be considered homophobic. Wait a minute. So if I'm not, what's going to happen if I find myself not attracted to women with red hair? Am I now gingerphobic? How ridiculous are we going to get with this? These phobias that really now mean absolutely nothing.
But that impinges on the grounds of equity, doesn't it? Not equality.
No, you're exactly right. You're exactly right. And then talk about somebody who gets beaten on all the time, right? The Donald. When it comes to president, this hate, and you know as well as I do, we've seen it in places in this country where people, sometimes I don't believe they really hate. I believe they get caught up in the emotion of hate. I'm saying? They get in the crowd. Scenario, and psychologists have told me there's a name for it, but I'm not smart enough to remember the name. But you have this thing, and
it's called liberalism.
I'm glad. Well, you said it. You're the one that came out of it.
Yeah. But and if you don't like it, write to Xander Gibb.
There you go. Bring it up with him. I'm not interested in your conversation. Anyway, so you get caught up in the moment, or they get caught up in this emotion, this hateful like a mob mentality, And as you were saying during the break, we were talking, Trump has done so many great things. And, and not just as president, before and during, on a personal note, with his personal money, right?
Yeah, as a private citizen. But, you know, I think that, you know, someone said to me recently, oh, you know, you would defend anything that Donald Trump did, would do. Absolutely not. I can't defend the indefensible. I mean, if I get to the point where there are things that I'm not liking that he's doing, and in fairness, there's some things that I've kind of found questionable. But when I've looked into them further, I've actually found out what they're actually about. Like, you know, the trans in the military issue. If that was a blanket ban like the media said it was, I don't like blanket bans for anything. But that's not what that was about. That was to stop people exploiting a loophole to get their surgery paid for by the government.
Yep.
That's all that was about. So the thing is that you'll be the second one to hear, Joe, if I find things distasteful that Donald does, because I'm not here to defend his bad decisions.
No.
But ultimately, for me, I'm not a single issue supporter. I don't expect him to be perfect, because whoever else would have got this job if he hadn't got it, they wouldn't have been perfect either. And Donald Trump is not a perfect person. I'm sure he would say that. If he called in now, he'd say, I'm not a perfect person, you know?
And to my
Donald
friends,
Trump impersonation is getting better.
We did, it is. And to our Christian friends, we didn't elect. That was not his job, okay? Matter of fact, you know, we kind of sort of elected a David, if you would. You know, we're not looking for perfection here. We're looking, and for some of you guys that claim this religious, I don't even know what you want to call it. Maybe you ought to read your Bible. Maybe you ought to look at who God has chosen in the past to make things right, to fix stuff, and to go into battle. I'm so tired of, you know, they think they should have. Remember, the godly people, Jesus himself called what? Pharisees, Sadducees, and hypocrites and vipers. Remember?
Yeah. I mean, exactly.
So get your stuff straight before you go spewing all over Facebook like you're some kind of expert.
But shouldn't our commentary about the president's performance be exactly that, about what he does in office? Not what he's done before, not what his kids are doing, not what he did not 30 years ago, not what he did 10 years ago, not what his father did.
Right.
You know, I'm sure, Joe, there are things you can think of that your father has done that you maybe didn't like or found a little distasteful. Yeah. I know there are things that I didn't like that my father did.
You got an honor?
But he was still my dad, but I'm not responsible for his failings.
That's
only
right.
My own.
That's...
Maybe your kids would say the same thing, too, about some things with you. But we're only responsible for our own actions. Of course not, because we know you're the best father there is.
That's right. Let's get that straight now. Yeah.
Yeah. Just before any of your kids call in and say,
my dad alone.
And tell the truth. Yeah, that's right.
Yeah. but I'm sure you get my point.
Oh,
you know, he's far from perfect. And anyone that thinks he is deluded. And the thing is that, no, I won't defend him on every single point. But I'm not a single issue supporter. And this ideology of people saying, you know, people have been saying this week, you know, I had words with someone who's in my friends list who is actually a Republican saying this week he could have built the wall on day one because the money was there. He's had so many issues with the left not supporting him and not backing him on things. What is he supposed to do? Join Obama in every situation and sign a, a presidential, what's it called? Presidential order?
Oh, executive order. Yeah.
Executive order.
Yeah.
You know, is he supposed to do that every time? You know, Obama can't tie his shoelaces. I won't get to sign an executive order to get my shoelaces tied.
Have
okay,
a Marine,
Michelle?
Yeah, have a Marine come. Don't do it. Have a Marine come in. I know where you were going. Anyhow, listen.
I wasn't going anywhere. I was
just doing my Barack Obama impersonation.
Tell people where they can find you.
SandraGibb.com.
You make it too easy.
I do.
I know. Really easy. And you guys got to check them out. Check out the show. It is coming back soon, and I'm sure, you know.
August.
August. Yeah, and again, do check him out. Come on back. We're going to talk about drag queens in the next hour. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You've been listening to Real Side.